Spend it so your mother never has to go into a nursing home, that's for sure. KGO San Francisco.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A possible out in the ethics case involving longtime New York Congressman Charles Rangel, 2 days away from a House trial that could be politically damaging to the Democrats come election time this fall. Sources say Rangel is making a last-ditch effort to settle. ABC News caught up with Rangel in the Capitol.
I want what's the fair and right thing to do, and I have confidence in my lawyers and the lawyers of the Ethics Committee.
It's believed a deal would require Rangel to admit some misconduct. Falling short of the 60 votes needed to end a Republican filibuster, the Senate will not debate a campaign finance reform bill passed by the House and favored by President Obama. In Chicago, defense closing arguments in the federal corruption trial of Rod Blagojevich, disgraced former Illinois governor. A defense attorney tried to convince the jury the feds didn't make their case.
Sam Adams Jr. played some wiretaps for the defense. Basically, conversations between Blagojevich and one of his former deputy governors, conversations which Adam Jr. insisted show that Blagojevich never intended to commit any crimes.
ABC's Chris Bury in Chicago. Tony Hayward will be exiting as chief exec of BP, replaced by American Robert Dudley. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says this changes nothing. BP is still responsible for the Gulf oil spill and is still obligated to pay.
First and foremost, American taxpayers will not be responsible for any costs related to the spill.
Utah polygamous leader Warren Jeffs will get a new trial. Utah's Supreme Court threw out his rape as an accomplice conviction in the marriage of a 19-year-old to a 14-year-old girl. Jeffs is fighting extradition to Texas on charges of child rape and bigamy. Rowena Erickson spent 34 years as a plural wife.
That's what Warren needs to go, to face the music, so to speak. And Texas is really hot and heavy to get that boy down there.
On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow was up 9 points, the Nasdaq off 8. You're listening to ABC News.
Experience exhilaration. Honda Performance lives in our race cars and in the Accord and Civic Coupes. Try one out for yourself right now during Honda Performance Days and go to shophonda.com to sign up for your chance to take a pace lap and be on course to start an IndyCar race in the IZOD IndyCar two-seater, driven by Mario Andretti.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends September 5th, 2010 at midnight Eastern Time. Subject to official rules available at shophonda.com. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries received.
A better way. You'll find it at your Bay Area Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $19.99. It's how we keep your car maintenance simple and keep you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
The National Transportation Safety Board has concluded that a faulty electronic circuit caused last year's Metro Rail train crash in Washington, D.C. that killed 9 people and injured 52 others. Airlines may be making money again, but don't look for a return to the good old days for passengers again.
Though back in the black, airlines are going to be very careful about adding capacity.
So when you have demand picking up a little bit without much more capacity, in fact, maybe less capacity, the trade-off is going to be economically higher fares.
But Jay Sorensen, former airline executive, now president of the consulting firm IdeaWorks, has tips.
Booking in advance is going to save you money on fares. If you want to save the cost of checking in a bag, travel light.
Sorensen says there are outrageous deals in business class to Europe because that traffic is still slow. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
TV Talk, is American Idol looking for more than a replacement for Simon Cowell?
Nigel Lithgow is reportedly in talks to return as executive producer. If he does rejoin the show, Ryan Seacrest could be the only familiar face we see next season. Rumors have been flying for weeks that Fox and Simon Fuller, the head of the company that owns the show, are considering replacing not just Simon Cowell, but all of the judges. Lithgow, who left American Idol 2 years ago, has said in interviews that he would reboot the show by replacing the entire judging panel. Dave Alpert, ABC News.
And this is ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale, and it's big.
I'll say, when you buy 4 Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you get a $100 cash rebate. $100. You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating California dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 831-10.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm John Bristow. Here's what's happening. A man convicted of second-degree murder for hitting and killing a 9-year-old girl in Nevada with his motorcycle last year has himself been killed, stabbed by another inmate at San Quentin Prison. The Oakland City Council has voted to put 4 tax measures on the November ballot, including a 4-year, $360 per parcel tax to pay for police and fire services. 80 Oakland police officers were laid off earlier this month. Let's get a KGO traffic check. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Hayward, southbound 880 at 92, it's a crash into the center divide. Also in the Los Altos Hills area, north 280 connector ramp to Foothill Expressway, a van and a car on the shoulder of that ramp. Santa Clara Stall, Lawrence Expressway northbound at Benton. Office Depot has everything on your school list for this week at Office Depot. Get a 6-pack of Office Depot brand notebooks for 50 cents. Go back smarter at Office Depot. Offer valid 725 through 731. Limit 2 per customer, business or household. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
And the forecast for the Bay Area from KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young. Mostly sunny this afternoon, at least away from the coast. Highs from the 50s at the ocean to the 70s inland. Tonight, more overcast. Tomorrow, pretty much a repeat of today. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Well, this one's near and dear to my heart, having just been on a lot of airplanes recently. I don't know why I picked this as one of those things out there in the world that kind of bugs me. I should say at the outset, I have awards for very early participation before it was cool in the fat acceptance movement. They are the last group in the world that where we are all bigoted about them. Discrimination against fat people is inappropriate, illegal, etc., etc., etc. But this somehow bugs me because I can't tell you how many times recently, if I'm getting on an airplane, say my wife and I are getting on an airplane, we've got one suitcase between us, they give us that weight thing and make us pay. And I said, wait a second, it's one suitcase between the two of us. And what about that 400-pound guy behind me? You're not going to charge him any extra. So what's the big deal with the weight? Why is the pilot concerned about the extra 10 pounds in my bag, shared bag, but not the fellow behind me? So here you go. A passenger was left shocked after she was asked to leave a plane so that an overweight passenger could occupy 2 seats. Man, I'd wrap my legs around that seat. You'd have to tear the seat out with me. The woman asked her identity not be revealed, removed from her seat on a flight from Las Vegas to Sacramento so that a 14-year-old could have 2 seats. Now, what I don't know is whether this woman was, you know, who was in standby, who was in this, if any of that had anything to do about it. It didn't seem right I should have to leave to accommodate someone who only paid for 1 seat. United States Airlines, you've got to get this straightened out. Every country is doing it differently. Some countries make the person pay for the second seat. Some countries don't even, I mean, it goes on and on and on. So it just is a kind of a thing that can just create bitterness and upset and certainly embarrassment. And I have, listen, I'm open-minded. I am accepting your choice or your physiology. But the point is, if I'm on an airplane and your belly is in my lap, that's not fair to me. It is no different than you smoking on an airplane. That's not a health issue. It's a courtesy issue. All right? Well, speaking of travel, I finally got Keith to put up some pictures from the Easter Island Eclipse in Chile trip. So same website as always, keithphilpott.com. It's K-E-I-T-H. Keith Philpott is P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T. And says something Easter something. But that's, short for Easter Island. You can see some of the pictures from their trip. Another piece of news on obesity and has to do with bladder control. We've known this. This is a better study and found that women can reap a lot of benefits. If you're having incontinence issues, 5 or 10% of your body weight can make a big difference. And it makes sense, doesn't it? You're asking your bladder to hold back the normal intra-abdominal pressure, but you add weight of fat tissue on it, and that can't help. That just can't help. So, before running the surgery, or woe is me, this could be further incentive for you. Now, here's a conservative member of Germany's parliament calling for overweight people to pay more health care insurance. That I am not in favor of, because if you take 1,000 overweight people, some of them are gross overeaters, some of them are unhealthy, some of them are neither. And it's not fair to nail everybody. You can be just as healthy and be overweight. It just depends upon you. If you're fit, you're going to be just as well off as other folks. So it's confusing. This is the concept of the health criminal, and it'll come back to bite you. Pretty soon they'll want to charge more for insurance for people who watch too much TV or don't go to the gym or eat steak or who knows where. These are politicians. You know how they think. By the way, Japanese women continue to hold the record for longest life expectancy, 25 years in a row. Average lifespan of 86.44 years as of 2009. Japanese men, fifth in the world, 79.59. They're just tickling with 80. 80 years average lifespan. Right? Don't go there. Brittany Murphy's home was tested for mold months before she died. I am not an advocate that mold causes any problems, except maybe in real estate. There's a lot of money being made, you know, in this pseudo-business. But mold is not making you sick, and mold did not kill her. And what was his name? Simon Monjak. So, but, you know, LA papers are going crazy with it. Speaking of the papers, I don't know. Forgive me for this. Maybe I'm about to get bizarre on you, but that's okay. This New Hampshire couple was shocked by a photograph in Parenting magazine. This shows a young child. Now, Fox News shows the picture, but, you know, blanked out, but I get the gist of it. This looks like a newborn playing in an open suitcase. And if you're really interested and you look really, really carefully in the dark shadows, you might be able to see that the child is naked. Naked. A naked newborn. So they alerted the magazine. And the magazine, of course, we were sorry, meant to crop it, and blah, blah, blah. But you read the comments, you show where America is today. Those magazines have checks and balances. They look at all the photos. This was no accident. It's the liberal-dominated magazine industry doing what it does best. Huh. Another blogger, another person writes back, "You're retarded." Another person says, "You are a pedophile. Anyone who knows anything about photojournalism knows this is not a mix-up. I know from experience. I know the sewer they call Hollyweird." Anyway, she's a whole bunch of misspellings. The next person picked it up, and yeah, you spell pedophile wrong, and it's not. It goes back and forth. Lord, I'm wondering why the New Hampshire couple was looking at that part of the photograph. Maybe that's the problem. BPA, I'll get it over with. Bisphenol, I am not convinced. Put it this way. This is the way I've gone in so many issues where it went my way in the end, and that is, the evidence isn't there. The evidence wasn't there for, what's an old issue from this program, that estrogens were safe. Right? It just wasn't there for every woman in America to be taking them. And the evidence is not there that bisphenol A, BPA, to some of you, growing breasts in young girls. That's all. The evidence isn't there, but public demand is going to have its way. This is, you know, we live in an era where scientific conclusion is based on public outcry, right? Well, I love this. When you get a receipt, when you buy something, when you get a receipt, I want to make sure I don't nail. Well, they look, bad here. Receipt sample from U.S. businesses, including Atlas, McDonald's, CVS, KFC, Whole Foods, Walmart, Safeway, and the post office, contained 200 to 1,000 times greater amounts of BPA than other things like canned foods, baby bottles, and infant formula. Target, Starbucks, and Bank of America, their receipts did not seem to were BPA-free or contained only trace amounts. So now you got to worry when you buy something. How about the cause of death related to your job category? Some obvious things in here, some things that might surprise you. get this, merchant seamen, cooks, and bar staff, higher risk of alcohol-related deaths. But painters, bricklayers, and roofers, twice the average rate of death from drug abuse. Hairdressers, dressmakers, 9 times average risk of HIV. And as I said, some of these are logical. Some of these I can't understand. Why bricklayers, painters, and roofers in drug abuse? Now, the study, a lot of this information came from England, and maybe it's different, and maybe they're just local traditions. You're a bricklayer, you know, you're abusing drugs. I don't like this. This is sloppy science, making headlines. The laziest state in the United States is Louisiana, according to this. Let's dig into it a little bit. It's ranking by Business Week, based on U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. To be clear, lazy doesn't mean lacking work ethic or engagement. It's a measure of leisure time spent doing sedentary activities compared to activities that require more physical effort, like exercising. Mississippi and Arkansas came in second and third. States in the South and Southeast represented heavily on the list, but New York placed in the top 20. Now, get into a little bit more. The time spent doing various activities each day for the entire population, 15 and up. Leisure time, sedentary activities, sleeping, watching TV, surfing the internet, playing board games, relaxing, thinking, and socializing. And what's wrong with that? No, you're better off being on the highway, commuting, running around buzzed up on 6 cups of coffee, working in a cubicle in front of your computer. I don't think this is negative at all. We all need more of that in our lives. We're stressed out and neurotic enough as it is. And they weighed this, of course, against other metrics. Time spent exercising and playing sports. Hello, you ever been to Louisiana? Do you have any idea what the weather is like there? I'm fortunate where it's warm and it's dry. At least you can get out and walk around. Well, I was raised in the East. I know what that humidity is like. You can't move. You can't move. So blaming people because they don't go out and exercise. Well, these are these kind of surveys, you know, that everybody loves, but they really are pretty worthless when it comes to scientific accuracy. Speaking of which, the Taliban is not training monkeys to shoot U.S. soldiers with machine guns. This is going around the internet, and everybody's buying into it, and blah, blah, blah. Not true. What is true is a phenomenal little... This is so tiny. This is smaller than... Way smaller than an eraser on a pencil. I'm looking at a picture of a finger holding this. How can I describe the size to you? Tiny, tiny little telescope that magnifies an image to make up for holes in a person's vision, like people with macular degeneration. Quite amazing. This is implanted directly into your eye. Magnifies the image more than twice its size. Of course, I've never had one. And it's being implanted now. If this is something you think you want to go there, you'll have to get involved in a study. And there are a lot of people who qualify. And it's, as I said, I'm looking at it from a technological point of view, and it's miraculous. It's going to help people. Wheelchair. You know, there's some wheelchairs that people who are completely paralyzed but can only move their eyes, they do blinks, and you can write letters and things like that. Well, some of these diseases, you can't even blink, you know, locked-in syndrome. They're doing it with puffs of air. That's right, puffs of air. And there's a very sad story here of a woman who wrote some poignant messages to her loved one for the first time, able to communicate. You know, people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease and locked-in syndrome, this could be a blessing to them. What clinically proven means for a beauty product, nothing. So they're going after a pill that they say here you can take to prevent getting burned. The pill has in it, it's funny, not much. Beta carotene, which will turn you orange, eat enough carrots. Lycopene is what's in tomatoes. And probiotics like germs. And that's it. And it's scientifically proven. Well, as often the case, companies have their own labs. And the doctors who often do the work in these labs that are owned either by them or by separate companies that do this kind of thing. They say, hey, I want you to do a study to find out my product works. And then they can say clinically proven. So just keep an eye out for that. If it's clinically proven to me, and that term is not used in medicine, it's a lay term that confuses a lot of folks. If that's the case, it should be in a journal. That's where, if you want to prove, if I wanted to prove something, a discovery that I made, I want the world to know about it. I want them to be proud of me and respect me. So I'm going to publish it in a medical journal where it's peer-reviewed. My peers look at it who are independent and decide whether it's even good enough to be in the medical journal. That's the way it works. So when it's a cosmetic product, all bets off. Okay, you ready? Let's revisit the five-second rule. You know that you drop something. If you pick it up in 5 seconds, it's okay to eat. Here's some new stuff, the good, the bad, the ugly, on the five-second rule. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. 548-8255. TALK, I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Yeah, that story about Louisiana, you know, Heather's saying, hey, maybe they're just more relaxed, and that is the Southern spirit, isn't it? Hey, I got a little twist on that. I got a word for you. I think it comes from that part of the country, LaRoupin. You know what larupin means? I didn't know what it was. I mean, I'm into this. I'll give you the backstory here. So over the weekend, took our, you know, we have this old bus, like an RV, and took a trip up Northern California and found the most amazing, truly, and I've eaten around the world, most amazing restaurant in a small little town of 300 people outside of it, of Trinidad, California. So anybody heading up there, and the name of the place was larupin. I didn't want, you know, you walk in a restaurant and you go, and this is amazing design, just a phenomenal decor, and the food was out of this world. But I didn't want to ask what larupin meant, so I went to the Urban Dictionary. Originally, it was an old-fashioned, you know, when Daddy pulled your pants down and gave you a whipping, you know? But it's changed. Larupin means the food tastes so tasty it makes your tongue slap your brains out. I love that. Her fried chicken was especially larupin. And this place is definitely definitely larupin. You won't remember the name, you see, because that's all, I hardly could remember it myself. I like the term larupin good. All right, let's talk to John in Marin. How you doing, John?
Hey, doctor. I'm calling today because I'm concerned that today's big rock and roll stars aren't cut from the same sweaty leather as the rock and roll stars of the past. What I'm referring to, there was an incident a couple of days back. A big new band out there today in rock and roll is called the Kings of Leon. They're kind of the it band of today. And they were doing a show in St. Louis at an outdoor amphitheater. And apparently what happened is there were a few pigeons in the rafter above, and they had been releasing their poop down upon the band. And apparently sometime during the band's third song, the bass player got a little poop on his cheek and maybe a little bit in his mouth. And I guess they took a little bit more bombardment, and then they left the stage without an explanation, and the crowd was asked to leave. And so this has all created a big buzz on the Internet with, you know, people supporting the band saying, oh, but that's not only gross and disgusting, but it can be toxic to your system as well. And then, of course, there are detractors of the band who don't care for their music, saying things like, that's the first time that they've been on stage the poop went into their mouths. So there's a little bit of debate. What I want to know is, you know, before we send Heather out to burn her Kings of Leon T-shirts, couldn't a guy in a band like that just take a swig out of the handiest, nearest Jack Daniels bottle and spit it out and get on with the show? Or is it really a health problem with possibly? And also, you're going to talk about the 5-second rule. Maybe there's a reverse 5-second rule. If you spit something out within 5 seconds, it can't hurt you.
Okay, well, you're going to have to stay tuned for the 5-second rule. Well, let's see. First, one of the band members, I caught a little blurb on this, is a little bit germ conscious. I think it's a lot to ask anybody to deal with bird poop in their mouths. A band, though, making huge amounts of money and a huge audience there, yeah, you would have figured it out. What I can't get a sense of is whether they weren't maintaining the stage right and whether there's a torrent of bird poop coming down. It was just they just got offended, or they're just, you know, hoity-toity because they're fancy rock and rollers. So I can't answer that one. But bird excrement can contain a couple of fungal diseases, Cryptococcus, histoplasmosis, and there's another more common bird disease, psittacosis, I think is a virus. Not common. It just has happened in medical history. I don't think these band members would have known that. I think it's just the idea of animal excrement in your mouth. Now, on your cheek, your head, sure, we've all had that. That's ridiculous. If that's what happened, if it went into his mouth or hit on the cheek or ran down and he touched his tongue, of course you're right. A swig of water, spit it out, and you're off and running. But as it seems, I just remember seeing this germophobic line in there that one of the band members is particularly sensitive. And, you know, some people can't shake your hand because they're germ conscious, but canceling an entire concert, that's a big deal. You know, is money going to be lost? Money has to be given back to the people unless maybe it was the end of the set, you know, et cetera. So, yeah, I tend to agree with you. Something I wasn't going to mention, but I will because I'm really, really nervous. But those of you who like traditional American music, hang on Thursday night. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area over in Berkeley at Freight and Salvage, my wife and I are going to join a band for three numbers. For three numbers. She knows how to play music. I'm just going to be faking it. So if you want to check out Freight and Salvage, Thursday night, the band's called Family Lines. All right, we're going to come back, and I want to talk to you, like John brought up, the 5-second rule. John, listen up for this one. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Delvin.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The repeat drunk driver who was convicted of killing a young girl in Novato has been killed in San Quentin. The suspect in the murder is a convicted murderer from San Jose. Iran is trying to double its population. The government there now paying families for every child they conceive. And the weather for the Bay Area will be cloudy. Cloudy by the bay all day tomorrow. Temperatures in the 60s. No warm-up until at least Thursday. This is KGO.
Summer is a time to kick back and relax. Unless you're an engineer for Mercedes-Benz. For them, there is no R&R, only R&D. And they've been engineering their vehicles the same tireless way for over 120 summers. It's a dedication to craftsmanship you can feel at every touch point, from the E-Class sedan that alerts you when veering to an M-Class with standard pre-safe technology. Because at Mercedes-Benz, great engineering never takes a vacation. Come into the Mercedes-Benz summer event now through August 2nd and get an exceptionally engineered E-Class for an exceptional price. Lease an E350 sports sedan for $689 a month for 39 months with $3,159 due at signing. Hurry, the cars are made to last. The offer is not.
Available to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial at participating dealers through August 2nd, 2010. Equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
Honey, look, with Chase Quick Deposit, I can deposit these checks from anywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah, I just take a picture of the front and back of the check with my iPhone, hit send, and off it goes. Check it out. I'm making a deposit from the dining room. And now I'm sending one from the guest room.
You're the man!
Mom, what's up with Dad?
Well, your father's taking pictures of checks and depositing them.
Now I'm in the bathroom!
From the bathroom, evidently.
Banks let you deposit checks with your iPhone?
Chase does.
Introducing Quick Deposit from Chase. Now you can deposit checks from anywhere, anytime, safely and securely. Photograph both sides of the endorsed check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send. It's that easy. Chase what matters.
I'm at the top of the stairs and I'm okay. Deposit went through.
You're the man, honey.
Must download Chase mobile app from the App Store and enroll in Chase Online. Requires iPhone 3 or higher. App Store and iPhone are trademarks of Apple Inc. Message and data rates from your wireless provider may apply. Subject to eligibility and further review, deposits are subject to verification and not available for immediate withdrawal. Deposit limits and other restrictions apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Baragimian, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. We're having a summer sale. Listen closely. It's the best offer I've ever made. First, you'll save 25% right now when you schedule your free in-home design consultation by calling 1-888-348-3214. Second, you can get up to $1,500 in tax credit. And third, you can get free financing for one full year. That's right. You save three ways and get your shutters in as little as 3 days. There's never been a better time to lose those tangled blinds and get rid of those ugly drapes. During Danmer Custom Shutter Summer Sale, you save 25%, plus get a tax credit and free financing. Don't go to the home store. You could end up with junk. We manufacture the world's finest custom shutters right here in California. Call 1-888-348-3214. Remember, this is the best offer I've ever made. So call now, 1-888-348-3214. Or go to www.danmer.com.
Don't settle for a discount mattress brand. Get a brand name mattress at a discount price at Mattress Discounters. You'll find the brands you know and trust, including Sealy Posturepedic, Serta, Stearns & Foster, even Tempur-Pedic. Over 50 mattress models under one roof. The mattress selection you want, and you still get Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Office Depot has everything on your school list for less. This week at Office Depot, get a six-pack of Office Depot brand notebooks for 50 cents. Valid 7/25 through 7/31. Limit two per customer, business or household.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, here we go, the five-second rule. I like John's version of it. You know, you get something in your mouth, you spit it out in 5 seconds. You've heard about it. It turns out that you can't make a rule about these things. I'm going to give you some exceptions and some support. And first of all, salmonella, stuff like that, can live weeks on a dry surface. and can immediately transfer. So if something falls in a floor, plop, if there's germs, it'll stick to it. 5 seconds doesn't matter. Most of the time, no big deal. And really, what the original report, when they tried to look at this, it didn't differentiate between all different things that can happen. For instance, here's a couple of college students who simply, you know, threw some Skittles on the floor, or an apple. No, an apple is wet, it's sticky. So they found that the apple picked up germs quickly. But after 5 minutes, it took for Skittles to even begin to attract something, because that's a hard kind of a surface. And indeed, it's not how long it is. It's how sticky it is and what is falling on. That's like if a bagel falls on a floor. You know, you can pick it up and blow on it. The kid will be fine, especially if the kid is screaming. But the worst thing is, for instance, comparing a sidewalk. Go outside your sidewalk. Can you think of anything filthier than a sidewalk? No. Sidewalk's better than your kitchen floor because of what's on your kitchen floor. All kinds of chicken juice and all kinds of hazardous bacteria all over your kitchen. Dirtiest place in your house. Even the bathroom. That's a sub-zero zone, too, because the potential source for a bacteria or a virus, and quick, you remember, viruses don't do very well outside the body, but they can in certain situations. They have an ability to stabilize themselves. So I really, I don't think there's an absolute rule here at all. Use common sense. I know, not a lot of it around, is there? All right, let's talk to Netta. This is Dr. Udell. You're on the air.
Hi, doctor. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi. I think I know the answer because I listen to you all the time, but I have found another diet advertisement, and I wanted to know if you've heard of it or if the ingredients in this thing sound anything close to possibly being true. It's called Size Zero Patch.
Uh-huh.
I know the name is very hokey, but it says it has fat-burning nutrients in it. 5-HTP, do you know about that?
Sure. Keep going.
It says that it's transdermal technology, which helps you lose weight 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And, it because it's a patch, it goes right to your bloodstream, and it bypasses, I guess, other organs, so it works faster and more constant. Any ideas?
I can hear your skepticism. In other words, you're kind of hoping against hope, right? And, you know, I don't know how to approach it. All the things you said may be true. It might contain 5-HTP. Might be, you know, patch technology. There are medications that can be delivered by patches and some can't. Diet patches have come and gone. The feds have closed down almost all of them. So far, there isn't any that has any scientific evidence behind it that works. If it were to work, you know, you could give it an injection, give it in a pill, and the person who invented it could collect a few hundred thousand dollars, close to a million, just for winning a Nobel Prize for solving this problem. So, no, I do not believe that there's any patch on the market right now that can help you lose weight. And, you know, I like the fact that as you read it, there was a little, a little giggle in your voice, as if, oh, now I'm reading it, I can hardly believe they're making the claims. It's the biggest problem we have. It is our diet products. And the feds have warned radio stations and television stations not to allow diet pills and diet promises on their air, and yet it continues to happen. The internet, of course, is a minefield in this regard. So I wish there was such a thing. Believe me, I'm looking all the time. And if there were, I would shout it from the highest rooftops and let you know that your problems are over. Slap on a patch and off you go. So what can I tell you? You have no protection. Our government does not protect us from these things because the lawyers that work for these companies, all of them, you know, aggregate, are much smarter and know how to hassle people. And besides, it is legal. It's legal to make certain claims based on the law that we have about supplements and stuff like that. All right, let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Dr. Udell, how you doing?
Fine.
Great. Is it possible to build up antibodies against HSV-1 or HSV-type 2?
Well, it must be, because some people seem to beat it. You know, herpes is is tough. When you get herpes, it can be with you forever. It hides in the skin and the nerves, so obviously your body doesn't get rid of it. But some people continue to get outbreaks and some don't. This is why we're having such a problem trying to develop a vaccine for it, which would be lovely. So I would say that some people seem to, unless it has to do with the viral particle itself, that it just gets quiet and kind of, you know, settles down. And this happens a lot in medicine. There are a lot of viruses in your body. They just do their thing and they just kind of sit around and don't cause much of a problem. And maybe it's your immune system that is constantly battling it to a degree. So every day is a battle. You know, 100 antibodies and 100 viruses do battle. Your antibodies win. Every day your antibodies win. Then one day you're a little tired. You got a cold. Who knows what? Your immune system is down a little bit maybe. And the virus does its thing. Or the virus gets stronger. You know, viruses don't have a sex life. They multiply by taking over your cells and turning your cells into a viral factory, you see, and then that makes more virus, kills a cell, and makes thousands and millions of viruses. They go out and infect more cells. So there's a whole, I mean, they're incredible creatures. They really are. Viruses are very, very interesting, very fundamental bits of life here. So it is possible for it never to come back, and you beat it forever. And I guess that's probably the basis of your question. Now, before I take a break, Heather, someone called from Trinidad and said how to pronounce it. Fire away. I can't tell from how you're typing.
A few people, Larapins.
Larapin. Larapin. Okay. Larapin. Okay, that's how you wrote it. Larapin up in Trinidad. Phenomenal restaurant. Doing restaurant plugs. What can I tell you? Well, see, related to Louisiana being told they're the laziest state in the union, and we talked about a kickback lifestyle, and I went away for the weekend, had a nice relaxing weekend. So those were all the segues that got us there. All right, everybody, let's we'll come back in a sec. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
A quantum leap is defined as a dramatically large advance, especially in knowledge or method. The engineers at BMW define quantum leap as the all-new, redesigned BMW 5 Series. The latest chapter in ultimate driving machine history, the new 5 Series sports an unprecedented array of advances. A stunning new body style, a revolutionary active steering system that offers our most intuitively precise handling ever, a braking system that also generates power, and a new benchmark in fuel efficiency, up to 32 miles per gallon, unheard of for a midsize performance sedan. Experience this quantum leap, the 5 Series, for yourself at a BMW center today. Mileage claim based on 2011 EPA estimates of 22 city, 32 highway. Actual mileage may vary.
Hurry into your local BMW center and test drive the all-new 2011 BMW 5 Series. Take advantage of special offers for a limited time. Visit BayAreaBMW.com/finance for details.
Hey, Gil Gross here, still free of my glasses and contact lenses thanks to Wavefront LASIK with Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. You know, since my procedure several years ago, Dr. Hiver has introduced the all-new all-laser LASIK, an even safer, faster, and more precise way to fix your distance vision. Imagine waking up tomorrow morning and actually being able to see the clock or going for a ride or a swim totally free of your glasses and contact lenses. And now on your approved credit, if you get all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by Labor Day, you can spread your payments out over 24 months interest-free. So if you're between 21 and 65, call now to schedule your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, San Ramon, or Santa Clara. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com.
Say hello to one sweet, sweet phone deal from MetroPCS. Right now, get the Samsung Freeform for only $39 after mail-in rebate. That's $40 off. Add that with unlimited talk, text, and web for only $40 a month, taxes and fees included, and you've got one seriously sweet, no-contract deal. MetroPCS.
Hello.
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 Wireless for all. Sales tax not included. Limited time offer while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply. See store or MetroPCS.com for details. Rates, services, and features subject to change.
And now for the bonus round. Revenge is a dish best served cold. How is justice best served?
With a side of fries?
Correct. I'm rubber, you're glue. What's Daryl?
Newly married.
Correct.
Yes.
Why wouldn't someone use Netflix?
Unlimited instant movies on my TV, unlimited DVDs by mail, only $9 a month. No reason?
Correct! Yes. Netflix now delivers movies two ways, instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Ray. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing real good. I just was calling. I had heard over the lunch hour it was a product advertised to kind of tighten up the old turkey neck. I'm 62 years old, starting to get a little bit of that, and just wondering if a topical-type cream like they advertise has any way of tightening up a lot of that skin under the neck there.
So it's a topical cream. Well, you know, it's funny. In Hollywood, if they wanted to do this, they have products that they can put on. And that's how they make people look old or young, that the product itself actually it sticks to your skin and actually contracts. But I can't imagine you could get the kind of results that would, you know, make you walk out and say, I got no more turkey neck. And if you're talking about the same thing, you know, the cause, I had a plastic surgeon tell me, is a couple of very superficial muscles that run down in those two bands when you have the band going down your neck. And he uses Botox quite successfully, he says. When you get those muscles, they get a little, like every muscle, I mean, maybe let's start with this. Every muscle is under tension. When you're relaxed, if I snipped your muscle, you're lying there just so relaxing. Dr. Dean snuck up with a scalpel and cut the tendon on your muscle. It would snap up and gather up. So even when you relax, it's actually under a little bit of tension. And the muscle actually has a little tension in itself. Because when I cut it, you know, it sucks back. So the idea is that with turkey neck, that muscle is under the normal tension, but your skin tension isn't enough to kind of hold it back. So when you stick in Botox, it numbs it so much it relaxes, and your skin tension can bring it back. But I don't know of any skin cream that would reliably do that. I might consider trying it myself sometime. All right. Let's talk to Ann. How you doing, Ann?
Oh, hi, Dr. Dean. Thank you for taking my call. I just had my third colonoscopy. I'm 70 year old, heterosexual, and my last one, from the pictures, you get the printout of the pictures, and there's a little time stamp on it. He was at the appendix orifice at 9:29, 16 seconds, and at the end, in the rectum, he was at 9:36 and 55 seconds. And that seems so fast, because I was on the table like 45 minutes my first one many years ago, because I had polyps all the way around.
Yes.
And then my second one, I just had one removed. And that was like 23 minutes. And this one, I had tubular adenoma removed in the sigmoid region. And so I just don't understand how you can do
it. So the time difference is what concerns you. Well, you know, I have seen a paper on that the amount of time a doctor takes to do this is actually important and correlated with how accurate they are. Now, first off, when it comes to surgical procedures, some doctors are faster than others. All walks of life that exists. I've seen surgeons can do an operation in 10 minutes, takes another person 30 minutes. And the guy doing it in 10 minutes does just as good a job. Some people are more coordinated. Some people find working rapidly. They get into a cadence and it works better. So it's really hard to say just from time alone. But nevertheless, the study showed that longer was better. But here's what I think is going on. It's going in that's tricky. Now, how can I explain this one? Sure, I can. As you're pushing the colonoscope in, you got to make all these, this is where problems happen. You got to make all these turns. Your first turn, you know, is a sigmoid, and that's a big S shape. You got to navigate it, make the curve and go down. You're looking on a TV screen, right? So you're seeing it from a bird's eye, from a point of view camera. You're actually seeing yourself as if you were a little person, you know, crawling up someone's colon. You make all the curves. You don't want to go into any blind alleys. a person has diverticulosis, you know, little pouches, you think, oh, that's where the opening is, and you put it in there thinking that's the continuation of the colon, and bingo, you perforate someone's colon. And that does happen. Fortunately, it's rare, but it is one of the side effects that lets us, you know, think carefully about the idea of everybody getting a colonoscopy, because if you don't really have a reason, you don't want to take any risks. So then you get it all the way over to the appendix. You finally got there. Well, it would be like if you, I don't know, I'm stuck finding, usually these analogies come easily to me. Now you're going to pull it out. That's when you do the careful looking as you're coming out, because you're working so hard to just make sure you don't perforate somebody. You pull it back, and that's where you do the evaluation. So that goes a lot more quickly. So the question is, can a doctor in a few minutes evaluate? I'm trying to think. I should know this, but everybody is different. You know, 6-8 feet of someone's colon. You know, probably a lot less. And the answer is, yeah, I think they can. So I don't think there's too much of a problem. And isn't that a world? Isn't that something? Sitting and looking at your pictures of the inside of your colon? I know a morning guy, a radio guy, who went and, you know, went to get his colonoscopy, made a big deal about it, and he came back with T-shirts. I have one of them, of his colonoscopy. You know, some radio stations, you just get a stupid T-shirt, has the call letters on it. This guy was smart and had the, you know, actual pictures of his colonoscopy. And that's a good thing, because doctors can compare. And they do the next colonoscopy, and notice there's something funny. Ooh, what's that? Well, they whip out the pictures from your last colonoscopy and the one before that, and it says, wow, still there, so it ain't cancer or anything I have to worry about. So the ability to take pictures is what radiologists do, just to get a baseline, something for us to compare to. So we can make a decision that whatever you have has been there a long time and is benign without having to cut on you or do surgery, okay? All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
It's a warm summer night in the city by the bay. The moonlight shimmers and dances across the water. The skyline glows with lights of every color. And above it all, what seems like a million stars sparkle in the sky. Celestial diamonds that glitter and radiate with the sparkle of summer.
You could wait for a special occasion to give spectacular Shreve & Company signature diamonds, but why? Cut to incredibly precise standards. Signature diamonds reflect back all the light that enters, making them far brighter and whiter than ordinary diamonds. Give her the sparkle of summer. Signature Diamonds, the new standard of beauty. Available only at Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting Ranch just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
When Meg Whitman arrived at eBay, they had 30 people and an idea. Meg's job was to turn that idea into reality. It took planning, leadership, and guts. The eBay Meg created had an ability to weather storms and seize opportunities. When the servers crashed, effectively putting eBay out of business, Meg gathered her team, along with the best technology experts from around Silicon Valley, and they stayed there until it was fixed, literally sleeping at the office. And when it was fixed, she went against the advice of some and refunded money to everyone affected by the outage. Named one of America's best CEOs by Harvard Business Review, she grew eBay from 30 people to 15,000 strong and made small business dreams come true. Isn't that what California needs right now? Meg Whitman has a plan to create jobs, hold government accountable, and deliver results. Meg Whitman, a plan to build a new California.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
Time and money. Your Bay Area Midas wants to save you both. Come in for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. That's an oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $19.99. Helping you save time and money. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
the Monterey Bay Aquarium won't bring you flowers. And although poetry isn't its thing, it may inspire you to pen a sonnet or two. It can't take the garbage out or scrub the floors. And despite being dedicated to life underwater, it's not very good at doing the dishes.
It may not be the relationship you're used to, but the feeling is unmistakable. At the Monterey Bay Aquarium, there's something in the water. Share the love at MontereyBayAquarium.org/love.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Antoinette. How you doing, Antoinette?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. Go ahead. Ask your question.
There's a product on the market called Nutrum. It was supposed to have been created by a scientist working for the USDA. And it comes in powder form. You mix it in shakes. And you can mix it in your cereal, things like that. And it's supposed to help you lower your cholesterol. I want to know what do you think about that product.
Yes, well, it's oat bran. You know, this idea that oats can lower your cholesterol. There's a million oat products on the market, that it'll lower HDL. But once again, if this is an ongoing plan, that's fine. If it's under the auspices of your doctor, I'm afraid there are people with terribly high cholesterol levels whose cardiovascular profile might not be helped by just taking a lot of oat bran. So I would think it's a reasonable thing to do in conjunction with a lot of other things that can help you lower your cholesterol level. All right, let's talk to Maria. How you doing, Maria?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, Maria.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I've been drinking a certain type of drink that's low in calories. Or actually, it's calorie-free, and it has aspartame, but I've been looking online, and it seems like it can cause cancer. Is it safe to drink, or should I stop drinking it?
Yeah, well, it doesn't. You might have seen claims online that it causes cancer. This is the deepest, darkest secret of the internet, in that there's a lot of information out there. Most of it, when it comes to health, is wrong, is bad information. So you're stuck once again with knowing the source of information. Aspartame does not cause cancer. It is safe to use in reasonable quantities. There's a report out today, actually, about diet soda and early births in pregnant women, so I'm not sure what that's about. But the rumors about it came from the fact that people of a very, very, very rare genetic disease called phenylketonuria should not use aspartame. And from there, you know, people got a hold of it, took on a life of its own. But sure, diet-free stuff. I hate the taste. That's why I don't drink it. All right, 1-800, excuse me, forget the 1-800. This is the end of the program. Thanks for joining. Join us.
In the beginning, a granola bar was good for you. Then someone decided to dip it in caramel and roll it in chocolate chips. Right about when they were sticking gummy bears to the granola bar, it seemed something had gone awry. We wonder if the same hasn't happened with healthcare. What started as a good idea seems to have lost its way. That's why Kaiser Permanente's 21st century model makes all the more sense. A system where doctors believe total health means physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Where you can email your doctor's office, make routine appointments, check most test results, where the people on your health team are digitally connected to each other and to you. So instead of something that's so overprocessed it's forgotten what it was supposed to be in the first place, Kaiser Permanente believes in the original good idea. Health that's focused on you. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we want you to thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
You know the rules. If you don't eat your ice cream, you can't have your broccoli.
Mom!
Meet the Johnsons. They love to do things backward.
Remember what I told you, Billy. First put your shoes on, then your socks.
Fine.
One day, the Johnsons got solar power from Solar City. They paid no upfront costs. Even the installation was included. All they had was a low monthly payment that was less than their electric bills before solar. They started saving from day one. Then, something wonderful happened.
Our electric
electric meter's running backward!
Whatever.
It was running backward because their new SolarCity system was generating more energy than the Johnsons were using.
We're saving money! Let's celebrate. After you finish all your TV, I'll let you do your homework.
Yes, I love homework!
Get your meter spinning backward. Find out how much you can save by using our savings calculator at GoSolarCity.com. GoSolarCity.com. For more information, call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City. Affordable solar power for your home or business. 20-year lease, no payment due at signing.
It's Gil.